Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello and welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, and I'm so excited. Like every time you might hear my voice, times and time again, I'm really excited about what I get to come here and share with you. Today is all about what if it just goes so well? Instead of the usual, what if it doesn't work out? What if the hits the fan? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word. This is a show where you get to give yourself permission to lean back into the arms of capital L love and to dream about the best case scenarios instead of making up worries and staying wired to worry about the worst case scenarios. In today's show, we are covering the addiction of entertainment-induced stress and emotional roller coasters because we all live them. I'm also going to share a story about how I totally jumped into the unknown and like really jumped into the unknown off of a cliff and how I was actually able to do that thanks to positive what ifs, thanks to the ability and the choice that I made to let the best case scenario win. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about how we're wired to think about the worst. I'm going to share some stories of how some clients of mine were able to actually shift out of the habit of sticking to the worst, sticking to judgment, sticking with the fear of not speaking up for fear of being judged, for fear of being misunderstood, and how just shifting their awareness, shifting their perspectives from what if it doesn't work out? What if I'm judged? What if it just doesn't work well? What if I do something wrong? To what if it actually goes right? What if it goes well? What if everything works out? And how these success stories have been for them, for their experience. And we are going to explore the idea of what if you are okay? What if everything works out for you? What if positive energy source has your back? Yes. I'm your soul connection coach. And if it's the first time that we meet, I work with happiness seekers, with ambitious, driven people who know that they're here for a bigger reason, who deep down know that they're just not the happiest they can be. And they want to find more clarity on their path to purpose. And so using my tune-in method and in my coaching practice, I support them to find that clarity, to step into the best version of themselves. Because reality is, you have all the answers inside of you. So let's start with this. Oh, I did want to say that if you want more information about soul connection coaching, just go to my website, claudiasamcoaching.com. More details are in the show notes. This whole thing about the being addicted to this entertainment-induced stress and the emotional roller coasters that they create, I'm bringing this up because recently I watched a movie. I could name the movie. The movie was Holiday in the Wild. I thought it looked interesting because of the elephants in the movie. It's a very girly movie, honestly. Girly in the sense that, well, it's a romantic comedy. You know how it ends. I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but I'm sure you can figure it out. I'm sure you can kind of imagine how it ends. In the beginning of the movie, within like 10 minutes of the movie, there is huge life-altering events that happen in the main character's life that, to me, shows my subconscious mind that this is accessible, that this can happen quickly. By this, I mean kid leaving for college equals marriage ending equals right away the separation. The person asking for the divorce leaves the house with the luggage, and the person who's left alone goes on a trip alone and can't handle their life on their own. Like lack of insecurity, lack of confidence, lack of power, everything. What this did, apart from me laughing while I was watching that, I could see how there are, how those can mirror what the society we live in expects. So, you know, you've heard the empty nest syndrome. If you're a parent and your child or your children have left the house, this was what was being portrayed. The empty nest syndrome was being showcased in a specific way in the film as a result from the empty nest syndrome equal being alone, being lonely. It equaled stress, anxiety, not knowing what to do, not being able to be resourceful. What I'm saying is that we are watching these movies, maybe not all those types of movies that I'm going to try not to judge right now. But what I'm saying is that these emotions that we live while watching these movies, they trigger. It's like if there's like an energetic cord between the movie and our life and what we lived in our life, so that then we spark that emotion and we either cry or we feel the stress or we feel the anxiety. So when comes the real opportunity in life, the real opportunity, I mean, the situation that would resemble what happened in the movie, there is like a memory inside the body that then triggers that emotion, and we automatically think of the worst. And I don't know if you've heard this before, worry can be for our survival, except when we get the same stress response in the body by receiving a text message or an email than when our life is in danger. When our ancestors were being chased by wild animals, that response in their body of stress, of run for your life, it's the same emotion in the body when we're afraid we're going to be late at a meeting, when we think of the worst case scenarios. What if I speak up? What if I'm judged? What if I'm laughed at? What if I'm cast aside? What if this doesn't work out? These emotions are meant to protect us, not to make us fear the worst and make us stay small, play small, be in lack. Does that resonate with you? Let me know if that resonates with you. We've been wired to think of the worst, and it's not our fault. I mean, how often do you see good news in the news? How often do you see good news in the news? I stopped listening and watching the news because it was so depressing. Yes, some things it's important to know. I get it. But most news are bad news, and it generates fear in our body. That fear is induced by an external force. That fear does not need to be in the body because our life's not in danger in the moment when we watch the news. Do you get what I mean? We're wired to think of the worst, just like a silly example. Don't be bad, otherwise Santa won't give you presents. If you grew up in that culture of you need to make sure you be a good girl, be a good boy, and give the example. Don't be a wuss. Don't cry. No, stand up straight. No, don't cry. You're fine. That doesn't hurt. Don't be afraid. We are wired to think that if we cry, if we speak up, if we do something bad, that we won't that we're not good enough, that we won't be compensated, that we won't be seen as whole and complete, that we're not important. One of my clients, I will use her name Rosie for confidentiality. When we were working together, she was running a team. She was managing a team. And she said, "Oh my gosh, Claudia, Sam, I don't like going into work as much anymore because everyone has this habit of judging everyone else." So as soon as she would step into work, it would be about like bitching. And that negative energy was bubbling up inside of her. And while she was working on herself and having all these beautiful self-discoveries within herself, she wanted to choose positivity. It's like if the external world at work, the people around her, were projecting their fears, their worries, their anger, their judgment onto her, they were stuck in the worst case scenario. They were not seeing the best case scenario. So Rosie decided to maintain her positive mindset, to maintain and the idea of, but what if it works out? And what if this person is actually a good person instead of judging them? What if they did the best that they can? What if they missed work because they're not feeling well mentally and that's okay? Instead of always going to the bad scenario. And what this created in Rosie as we worked together to help her stand in her power and feel empowered to stick with her values and to be resilient in the way she was showing up as herself is that she created unknowingly, without the specific intention, because we can't control what our actions actually end up creating in others, except what this did is that Rosie's actions created ripple effects on the people she worked with. She started to see that the people around her were starting to share their wins with her, were starting to open up their hearts, were starting to get out of the head and lead more with intuition. She was seeing that they were less in judgment and therefore going to work was more enjoyable. Isn't that cool? What I'm saying here is that if you find yourself stuck in like this rut of overthinking about the negative what ifs, are you willing to notice that and shift them to a positive what if? Are you willing to notice if you are stuck and attaching perhaps to the negative what ifs? And switch them consciously, choosing to switch them to a positive what if. I'd love to hear from you. There's another example I want to share before I reveal my jumping in the unknown story. Another client of mine was afraid to speak up in meetings. She came to me in one of our first sessions. She said, "I don't really feel comfortable speaking up in the meetings because I've only been at this job for a few months and I have a little bit of an English accent. And so I'm afraid that people will laugh at me, will judge me, will misunderstand me. And I don't want to live through that." And I totally get it, right? Who wants to feel all those feelings, the misunderstanding, the judgment, the hurt, basically, the feeling like, oh, you're not good enough. You're not part of the gang. What we were able to do together, or rather what she was able to explore within herself and what was revealed to herself from her intuition, from her power, from her ability to be the best version of herself, was that actually she has nothing to lose. She started to just try it out because she knows what she's talking about. It's just a matter of thinking that people are judging us. It's not a fact. Nobody actually judged her. Nobody ever said, nobody ever laughed at her at this job anyways. She realized that she had the opportunity to reshape the way she was showing up for her in comparison to when she would have showed up for herself in the past and then would have been laughed at. Have you ever been in a situation where if you are watching the video, you can see this. Otherwise, I'm going to try to explain it. You know, when you want to speak up, you want to speak your mind, you want to say something, but your shoulders are rounded, you're looking down on the floor, you're not really raising your gaze, and you're kind of closing in over your heart. That is like this body language of, I'm so afraid I'm going to speak up and I'm going to move air that I don't want to speak up. I don't have the confidence. The message is delivered in this way, in this low vibe energy of fear and not enoughness. Whereas when we press the feet into the earth, we lift the crown, we lower the shoulder blades, we open the chest, we widen the arms, we lift our chin a little bit, we speak up from this place of fire inside of us, there is confidence, and therefore the delivery of the message is completely different. So what we did with this client is that she was able to switch the what if they laugh at me, what if they judge me, what if they misunderstand me to, well, oh well, if they misunderstand me, I'm going to communicate to the best of my ability. What if I do a damn good job? What if I feel so empowered by speaking up that I inspire them to also speak up for themselves? I'm going to say that again. What if I'm feeling so empowered to step into my power that I inspire them to speak up and stand into their power themselves? Doesn't that have a much more light and positive attitude to desiring a future for ourselves, whether it's going into a meeting the same day or whether it's a future casting for the whole year? Instead of thinking, what if I can't do it? What if I do it wrong? What if I say something wrong? What if it doesn't come across the way I want to? That has like a low vibe energy of stagnation and not growth anyway. Whereas the positive what if scenario actually has the possibility to open yourself up to opportunities your mind can't even conceive. I hope that this makes sense and that inspires you to look at the positive what if that is already accessible within you. Mm-hmm. You're listening to your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam, in the Be Happy Now show. And now's the time where I share my jumping into the unknown story. And I'm curious, have you ever been really scared of something, like terrified of something, whether it's heights, whether it's snakes, whether it's just Halloween and people scaring you? I worked in a maze once and we had a Halloween theme where the lights would go off and we would go around the maze with a flashlight, and I would always stick to the side of the wall so that I wouldn't have anybody grab my ankle. Anyway, besides the point, when I traveled across the world, actually, this part of the story is in France, and I had a beautiful opportunity to do paragliding over the Alps. Now, I'm afraid of heights. I am not going to jump out of a plane. But the opportunity to paraglide in the Alps over the Annecy Lake in France was like such a cool opportunity that my mind and heart just weren't getting along. I needed to try. My whole body was shaking. What I ended up doing is that I meditated and practiced yoga at the landing dock, you know, the place where they say, okay, now you run and you jump. There, I meditated and practiced yoga at that spot. And I allowed my energy to shift so that I was no longer stuck in the what if I die? Or what if I puke? Or what if I'm sick? What if I don't like it? What if I hit a tree? What if the person I'm flying with I'm jumping with isn't good? And instead, I decided to actually, shift my energy. And the first step here was noticing that I was, overthinking in this wheel of, oh my gosh, what if it doesn't work out? What if I die? What if this? What if that? And instead, I chose to go, wait, what if I can do this? What if everything works out perfectly? What if this is one of the most amazing experiences of my life? What if this works out well for me? And there I was in high altitude, running and jumping off of the cliff. Oh my gosh, it was so terrifying. But that confidence that I had picked myself up with was so empowering that there was no other way than it working out. There was no other way. Because I was choosing to no longer stay stuck in the what if I die. I'm not saying that if I kept believing what if I died that I would have died. I'm saying that if I kept believing that, I wouldn't have jumped. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have experienced this. I would not be sharing this story with you. So moving from the negative what ifs to the positive what ifs actually allow us to open up to possibilities and opportunities that initially our mind and ego would have probably said, yeah, right. So what is the next opportunity that you are willing to open yourself up to? What is the next opportunity that you are willing to open yourself up to? And if you're like, I'm not sure, then why don't we create an affirmation right here, right now? What if I receive abundantly exactly what I'm meant to receive? How does that sound for you? I am open to possibilities that are for my highest good. I am open to possibilities that are in alignment with who I'm here to be. And you're welcome to create your own affirmations. I just created that on the fly so that you could open yourself up to possibilities, opportunities that you might not see right now. Because what if you're okay, really, when you think that you are stuck in a rut, when you think that you're not going to reach your goals, when you believe that you're not good enough, that you haven't done enough, that you are not enough as you are, that you need to change something or do something differently? What if everything works out? Instead of what if it doesn't? What if it does? What if it works out? What if positive energy source has your back? Call it whatever you want, universe, God, light, capital L, love. I like to call it positive energy source. What if positive energy source has your back? What if what you choose to do for yourself creates a positive ripple effect in the people around you? What if it creates, what if you by being you, you making choices for you, what if that creates a positive ripple effect in the people around you? I'm not saying hold them against it. I'm going to believe what if it works out, but you have to believe that too. No, we are letting go of the outcome. But we are trusting that by matching our energy with how we want to live our life, that we will attract people who want to live at that same frequency equally. So thoughts like, what if I can do this? What if I'm strong and resilient and capable of going through challenges in my life to come out on the other side free and with more growth and abundance, with an up-leveled, higher energy, more resilience? What if I'm able to handle emotions and they don't hit me like a big wave? What if my emotions are not fear-based? What if I choose love instead of fear? What if emotions are a way for me to navigate through my needs and wants in life and they're not to be feared? What if the outcome is way better than what I can even imagine?
What if who I am and what I choose is inspiring for other people to do things differently? What if it creates this ripple, positive ripple effect in the people around you, instead of creating fear, separation, and doubt? I invite you to breathe this in right now. Take a deep breath in, deep belly breath, and exhale. Yes. And when I do these what ifs, positive riffs, I will set a timer for myself and I'll just riff on the positive what ifs for like 3 minutes, whatever feels right for me. And I will raise my arms up in a V shape, like I'm in an open body language, open to receive, lifted chest, open heart. And I invite you to do the same. If you want to meditate more with me, I have a what if positive meditation on Insight Timer, the free meditation app. Just go to ClaudiaSamCoaching.com so that you can find that meditation and really give yourself permission to dream about the best case scenarios instead of worrying about the worst, so that you can uplift your mood and embrace life in harmony and hope. We talked about how we are wired to think the worst, and how you can align yourself with the energy of what if you're okay and what if everything works out instead. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And remember, positive energy source has your back. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, and I'm really excited to keep sharing insightful, motivation, uplifting topics with you on the Be Happy Now show. Go to BeHappyNowShow.com to be part of our community, to be reminded of the topics each week. And I'm, yes, like and subscribe to anywhere you're listening to this and share with your friends. Thank you so very much. Remember, you have it in you.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.